In November 2016, a pair of Russian teens in love ran away from home, boarded themselves up in a cabin, and had an armed standoff with police and special forces. They then streamed the episode live. The story is now being told in an unusual opera named after the two teens. Denise and Katya is being premiered by Opera Philadelphia, and Jeff London has the story behind the work.
Ted Huffman wrote the libretto and directs Denise and Katya. He first learned about the teens on his Facebook newsfeed.
And it was total clickbait, and I clicked on it because the headline was something about Romeo and Juliet, and it was that pic of two of them holding guns, and I just thought, what is this? And I went and read the story, and then the story really stayed with me, and I sent the link to Phil.
Phil is composer Philip Venables.
It was a very intriguing story, and on one level, almost a kind of classic tale, but of course tragically real, and in another way, very relevant to the way that we live our lives in these kind of two parallel worlds now, the real world and our online world.
So that's how they decided to tell the story, from the outside. Denise and Katya aren't on stage. Multiple characters describe what happened, including a journalist who covered the story.
They spoke to users.
The writers went to Russia to do interviews, including with Denise's best friend.
He agreed, but I wasn't sure if he will come or not.
Ksenia Ravina is the piece's co-creator and translator. The friend did show up, and she spent several hours with him. He told her that he communicated with Denise and Katya throughout the whole thing while watching the live stream.
What he said to me, because of course I asked him, he said for him it wasn't real, I think. As everybody, I think he just thought, okay, they went a bit crazy, but they will come out, of course, and everything will work out, and of course they would be punished, but nobody thought that it can end like this.
The best friend is one of two main characters in the opera.
Katya's mom, she called the police. She told them her daughter was a hostage. She knew that was a lie.
Denise and Katya holed up in her father's cabin. Since he was a member of Russian special forces, there was a cache of guns. There was also alcohol. The kids found themselves surrounded and began shooting out of the window, says librettist Ted Huffman.
You can tell they don't know how deep they are in, and neither do we. The viewers don't know whether they're watching something real, whether these are just kids who are saying that there are police outside. And so I think for us, that also helps get to this question of the internet and how we all accept information or not.
Information is presented in bits and pieces, all played by two singers, switching roles from moment to moment.
We were definitely thinking about documentary films where you're cutting between different talking heads, and so that informed kind of the form, is this idea of cutting like a documentary would.
The role of the journalist is sung by Sienna Licht Miller. Miller also plays a teacher, a neighbor who observes the event. To prepare for the roles, she watched a video of the live stream.
And that's when it clicked. This is a tragedy. This is so wrong in so many ways. But unfortunately, that's like what we see constantly in our world. In live stream, we've seen deaths and we become slightly desensitized to it. So it shocked me also how much I wasn't shocked.
There is no video of Denise and Katya's death. The official story is that they committed suicide before the special forces entered the cabin, but there's doubt. Theo Hoffman, who sings the best friend, among other roles, says he wonders.
Would they have died if they didn't live stream it? If they weren't performing for an audience, would it have escalated so far? And so in that respect, it's a reminder that the internet is fake, quote unquote, but people treat it in a very real way and react to it in a very real way.
The opera's creators debated whether to project pictures of Denise and Katya. They concluded that the audience can Google them if they'd like. You can, too. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Philadelphia.